Good morning. Good morning, Ben. It's so good to see you back with us. I've missed Ben. Good morning, everyone, and we welcome those who will be worshiping with us through our CD ministry in the coming days. We have a lot of, it sounds strange to call you visitors because it's mostly sort of family, but also Carissa Martin, our 2008 Miss Ohio, is going to be playing our clavinova and organ, and the organ as well, this morning. Luann is taking some much-needed time off this weekend with some friends. And we welcome Carissa's mother and a boyfriend as well. And I forget your first name. Brent, I remember meeting you at the powwow here in town, so welcome. It's nice to have you with us. Things that are happening in and around our town and our churches. This evening, 7 o'clock, out at the fairgrounds, run by Respects, or oh, it's not More for Less anymore. What is it?
Eastern Road Market.
And pick up some food for Manna to bring out to the gospel sing this evening out at the fairgrounds. We're in the tent behind the grandstand. That's where we've been the last couple of years. And Carissa will be seeing her again this evening because she will be joining us to sing, as well as
Happy Hearts,
Monroe County Singers. A bunch of people. So come on out and enjoy it. We have a really nice time. Next Sunday, we will be having worship here at 10:45, just like usual. And then after worship, we're just going to go right out into, we're going to go right downstairs into the fellowship hall. Well, that way we were covered for rain. So we're having our picnic here, so stay and eat.
We passed out cards this morning. All the cards got picked up, and we are having, in addition to what we asked for, chicken on a stick, beef on a stick, and veggies on a stick. If you did not get a card to pick up and you'd like to donate some money to Barb for the meat, that would be wonderful.
You know you're going to eat well, and you know you're going to eat healthy, so stay. And even if you don't have a card because you're bringing something, stay. There's always, always, always plenty of food. Choir news. The choir is going to be starting back up. So if you like to sing and have fun, their first meeting rehearsal will be Thursday, September 9th. That's the Thursday after Labor Day weekend. I believe it's 7 p.m. I don't think it's earlier than that. I believe it's 7 p.m. So Mick and Ashley will be overseeing that. Talk to them for details, but please join them and come sing. We need some singers to keep me company up there. You'll also find in your bulletin the invitation from Buchanan to come and celebrate 184 years of their life and ministry on Sunday, September 12th at 2:30 p.m. That is the official celebration in the evening. We may be talking about maybe joining them that morning as well. Session still has to have that conversation. But there will be some light refreshments, so please come and celebrate this time with them. Are there any other announcements? I think we've covered everything. Next communion will be Sunday, September 5th, Labor Day weekend. Any others? Okay. No problem. Laughlin Chapel was very, very happy and tickled to death to receive everything that was taken down by Bob and Erlene, that everyone donated, and they said they got a lot less this year than they have in previous years. So I remember Ashley saying that school supplies get used and used up. And so maybe later on in the year, we might think about revisiting this ministry again for them and see how we can help them out. Any other announcements at all?
The other churches down there said they weren't getting here when they did.
Yeah.
They do this, I mean, they give it to the kids too. And they said they don't have it for
a day. Oh, really?
So it must be
all yeah. Yeah. So maybe we can still think about getting some things to them even now. So we'll let you know. We'll keep you posted. Any other announcements? Let us prepare to worship God in God's house and glorify the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us worship God. You are invited to rise in body, heart, mind, and spirit. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all God's benefits.
Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. Let us pray. We have come, redeeming God, from many different paths. We have met many people this past week, some whom we were able to serve, and others whose lives we have not touched. We have been blessed, and we have been wounded by events, but we are back. Find us, feed us, fuel us, defend us, strengthen us this hour, that we may go forth once more in your name as wounded healers blessed by the good news that we bear, your good news written on our hearts and spoken on our lips. Speak to us today. Amen. Our opening hymn, Jesus Shall Reign Where the Sun, number 30, and sing loudly. We have neighbors who are listening.
Yeah.
Let us join in our call to confession this Sunday. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Let us confess our sins before God and one another, praying together, saying, You call us, O God, but we seldom hear. Or if we hear, we are reluctant to respond. Or if we respond, we are afraid to follow your direction. Our sin pulls us away from you, yet you won't give up on us. Remove the obstacles that keep us from the life you intend for us. Help us to receive your call with our whole hearts, so we may do your work and give you glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You are invited into a time of silent reflection and prayer. Amen. God hears the confessions of our hearts and our lips. Through Jesus Christ, we are forgiven all our sins, and by the Holy Spirit, we are empowered for new life. We believe the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please rise. Join in singing our prayer for illumination, Spirit of the Living God.
The first reading today comes from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 18 through 29, and can be found on page 307 of the Pew Bibles if you wish to follow along. You have not come as the people of Israel came, to what you can feel, to Mount Sinai with its blazing fire, the darkness and the gloom, the storm, the blast of the trumpet, and the sound of a voice. When the people heard the voice, they begged not to hear another word, because they could not bear the order which said, "If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned to death." The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, "I am trembling and afraid." Instead, you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem with its thousands of angels. You have come to the joyous gathering of God's firstborn sons, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, who is the judge of all mankind, and to the spirits of good people made perfect. You have come to Jesus, who has arranged the new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that promises much better things than does the blood of Abel. Be careful then, and do not refuse to hear him who speaks. Those who refused to hear the one who gave the divine message on earth did not escape. How much less shall we escape then if we turn away from the one who speaks from heaven? His voice shook the earth at that time, and now he has promised, "I will once more shake not only the earth, but heaven as well." The words "once more" plainly show that the created things will be shaken and removed, so that the things that cannot be shaken will remain. Let us be thankful then, because we receive the kingdom that cannot be shaken. Let us be grateful and worship God in a way that will please him, with reverence and fear, because our God is indeed a destroying fire. The responsive reading today is Psalm 71, can be found on page 639 of the Pew Bibles. It'll be the first six verses. And this side of the church, on my side, will be reading the odd number verses. And Pastor Susan's side, you will assist her in the even number verses, and we'll all read the verse 6 together. Psalm 71. Lord, I have come to you for protection. Never let me be defeated.
Because you are righteous, help me and rescue me. Listen to me and save me.
Be my secure shelter and strong fortress to protect me. You are my refuge and defense.
My God, rescue me from wicked men, from the power of cruel and evil men.
Sovereign Lord, I put my hope in you. You have trusted in you since I was young.
I have relied on you all my life.
You have protected me since the day I was born.
I will always praise you. Our gospel reading this morning is found in the gospel according to Luke, chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. On page 102 in the Pew Bible. Luke 13, beginning at chapter 10. One Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in a synagogue. A woman there had an evil spirit that had kept her sick for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called out to her, "Woman, you are free from your sickness." He placed his hands on her, and at once she straightened herself up and praised God. The official of the synagogue was angry that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, so he spoke up and said to the people, "There are 6 days in which we should work, so come during those days and be healed, but not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites! Any one of you would untie his ox or his donkey from the stall and take it out to give it water on the Sabbath. Now here is this descendant of Abraham whom Satan has kept in bonds for 18 years. Should she not be released on the Sabbath?" His answer made his enemies ashamed of themselves, while the people rejoiced over all the wonderful things that he did. These are the words of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Loving, healing, compassionate God, open us to your word. Open us that the meditations of my heart, the meditations of all our hearts, shall be acceptable to you this day and as we go forth, your people, your disciples in the world. We pray all these things and ask these things in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It seems so odd to be talking about Christmas stuff here in the middle of summer. Of course, it's not quite as hot today. It's pretty nice out. But I can't help but think about Dickens' Christmas Carol when I hear this scripture today. And let me explain why. Remember in Dickens' Christmas Carol, Ebenezer Scrooge, of course, the bitter old man sitting at his desk, going through his books and counting his money, miserable, grumpy, just a general pain and an unkind soul to everyone around him in his life. He goes to bed on Christmas Eve, and he's visited by his partner, Jacob Marley. I always love the depiction of Jacob Marley. Do you remember him with all his chains? Heavy, huge, massive chains that are lugging these steel or metal boxes that I'm sure are loaded with more chains. These boxes carry with it all the regrets, all the things that were said that shouldn't have been said, things that weren't said that should have been said, things done that shouldn't have been done, and things left undone that should have been done. Those words might sound familiar. Lots of times they pop up in our prayer of confession. And Jacob Marley tells Ebenezer Scrooge that he is going to be visited by three spirits that night, one of past, one of present, and one of future. Now, as you recall, as those spirits come, they reveal Ebenezer's life to him, the life that he had as a child. He was a happy soul then. At one point in time, he was even in love and had hoped to get married. But Ebenezer's miserly ways were beginning to control his life, and that love faded into the distant past. Then the ghost of the present comes and shows him Tiny Tim's home, the love in his home, and Ebenezer's family, who celebrates Christmas without his presence there, who wants a party pooper. at their celebration. And then the spirit, the ghost of Christmas future. It is a dim, bleak future for Ebenezer Scrooge. One Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in the synagogue. Not an uncommon thing for him to do. He'd been doing it since he was 12. And on this day, a woman with an evil spirit comes in. 18 years she had been sick, bent over. All she could do was look at the ground or maybe turn her head, glance up, and look around. This was her life. It's easy to miss that word spirit in this scripture. She is healed of an evil spirit. She is not healed from a disease that has crippled her, but an evil spirit that has weighed her down. We don't know what that evil spirit might have been. We can imagine, though. What are the things that weigh us down? Anger, resentment, jealousy, fear, worry. Those things that keep us with that furrow in our brow. You know, the one that starts to get deeper and deeper over the years. The things that weigh us down, that sicken us, ulcers from worry, resentment, stress to keep up on the job, stress to do better, stress because you're afraid you're going to lose your job, starts to eat away at our gut. Our hearts, our arteries, they thicken. I like to people watch in airports, shopping malls, amusement parks. But it's amazing to me sometimes as I people watch the number of people that I see that appear to be my age that are already bent over or walking with a gimp, or some even are carrying a cane, and they're so young. 18 years this woman has had an evil spirit that has kept her sick and bent over. What keeps us sick and bent over? I imagine for each one of us, it's something different. Sometimes it's something that we've carried with us from our childhood. You know, a label that gets put on us, and somehow or another we grow into it, but it's not really who we feel like we are, but yet we carry it around with us. And again, it starts to just cling to us and eat away at us and bend us over and furrow our brows. But Jesus calls this woman over. She hasn't sought a healing. She may not even realize for 18 years she's been like this. She just may not even realize this is the way she's living anymore because, well, this is just the way it is. How many of us just don't even realize the anger or resentment or jealousy or just angst we carry around with us because it's just become so much a part of us? But Jesus says, you're free from your sickness this day. He lays a hand on her and she praises God. Now, The religious ones, the ones who like to keep track of things, who's doing what and who's misbehaving and who is not following the law, because for the Sabbath, there were over 1,500 do's and don'ts, things that you were allowed to do and things that you weren't allowed to do on that day. But here's Jesus on the Sabbath in the temple healing, showing the love of God and the compassion of God to one whose soul needs to be freed. The one who has come in flesh, God incarnate in Jesus Christ, who has come to liberate us in this world, to free us from our sin, to free us from all that weighs us down, is being chastised indirectly because they don't even have the nerve to look at Jesus. They talk to the people. Do you hear this? 6 days you have for work. Not on the Sabbath. You don't do that. But Jesus responds to them and says, "You hypocrites, you people that keep the laws, you keep the books, and you go, look at what it says here." Jesus says, this woman needed to be healed. She needed the love and compassion of God that day, and she received it. This gospel text from Luke marries very well with the one in Hebrews, because the letter to the Hebrews from Paul is reminding them that when Moses received the commandments up on Mount Sinai in the dark and away from the people, our Old Testament God, the Hebrew scriptures, God was a God who was distant and away from us, and you were fearful to even look upon the face of God. And Abel, that blood that was shed, well, that blood doesn't even compare to the blood that is being shed for us in Jesus Christ. God in our midst. No longer do we worship a God who is distant. We still worship a God of fire and power and awesome. Just awesomeness. But we now worship a God who has come to us in the flesh to say, "I am here with you. I am as close as just reaching out. I am with you. And you are freed from all that weighs you down. Just let it go and praise me. Because through Jesus Christ, you have been liberated and you have been freed from that fear, from that pain, that sin, that guilt, that anger, that jealousy, that resentment, that worry, all of it. Confess it, let it go, and then praise God, the one who has set you free in Jesus Christ. Through that compassion and that love, and what a perfect moment, on the Sabbath, our Sunday, the day that we celebrate repeatedly week after week, the celebration of the risen Christ, the resurrection. In worship, the synagogue, the chapel, the temple, God's house, Jesus heals. Every week, you come here not to just see one another and say hi and catch up on what's happened during the week, which is an important part of our coming together, but the reason why we walk into this room, into this space, into God's house, to gather around this sacramental table of the holy meal, To gaze upon that empty cross that shows us new life and freedom is to be healed, to be made whole, and to share that compassion and love and forgiveness that you have received with everyone you meet. It's that simple. The healing love that we have received through the compassion and love of Jesus the Christ is the love and compassion we give. Thanks be to God for all God's great gifts. Amen. You are invited to remain seated for our next hymn. There is a balm in Gilead, and it is on your insert. Invited now into a time of quiet prayer. And may this be a day when we are invited to hear God's stirrings of what needs to be healed in us, what bends us over. A time of quiet. Amen. Now is the time when we share our thanksgivings, our prayers of joy, our prayers of concern. What prayers this day?
We have a prayer for a man named Homer Dunn. He's in it along with his nephew. He is having his left removed due to a diabetic problem he has. And he's 56, and I think the surgery is next Thursday. Homer Dunn.
Homer Dunn. And who is he related to again?
Annette Bombley, one of the girls I teach with.
Annette Bombley. So that is very young. So he has his surgery next week.
Thursday.
We will hold him in our prayers. I have missed him. I really have. Speaking in tongues over there. Julie. And Pete's last name? Pete Paulometti. Okay, the math teacher at Monroe Central. And his sister, Patty. Joanna passed away. Oh, that is nice. 64. So it's hard on the family. Let's hold them in our prayers.
Dick. My message to the congregation is one of our members here got a hole in one on the golf course this past week. Read about it in the paper. And I'm not sure what his partner did for verifying that they got a hole in one.
Now he's right here. Yeah, we saw that. Water Kaler got a hole in one. I was just wondering if it happened on Sunday morning, though. That's what I was wondering. Because surely you all have heard the joke. There's a joke about a preacher that plays hooky from church one Sunday, and he does so by going and playing golf, and he gets a hole in one, and he can't tell anybody. Yeah. Any other prayers? Joys, concerns, thanksgiving? Her grandson, how old is he again? 15 and a half, has taken up golf and doing very well. He had the top score in the Buckeye 8, so another athlete doing very, very well in the family. Any others? Yes. Yes, pray. Is the weather supposed to stay hot? I haven't seen it.
I think it's going to get better, actually.
Oh, yes. Yes, it will rain.
It's not scheduled yet, but it'll be rolling
in. Yeah, our prayers this week, we have the McBurney kids and the Wilsons, and I wonder if Keenan is still in. Who else might I be leaving out? Those are the ones that always come to mind the fastest. So, yeah, we've got quite a few kids that'll be camping out at the fairgrounds. So, just prayers that all goes well and everyone's safe and everyone just has a good time. So, any others?
We were out at the fairground last night. I can guarantee it's going to be muddy.
Oh, that's true. But not under the tent where Soma Gospel Sing is going to be tonight. Let us enter into yet another time of quiet prayer to lift up all these joys and concerns and thanksgivings to God. Creator God, the one in whom we live and move and breathe and have our being, how could we go on? How could we live each day through its challenges, through its ordinariness, through the joys and celebrations without your presence? How could we go on without the hope that you have given us in your Son? How could we go on without the strength and courage and power and guidance through your Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the one whom Christ promised us would be with us, to comfort us, guide us, lead us, to calm us and give us peace? Where would we be in this moment, in this day, if we could not be before you to lift up all of these prayers, the ones that have been spoken and the ones that remain on our hearts that we hold in silence before one another, that shout to you? Receive these prayers, O Lord, in your gracious and loving and compassionate heart. And we ask, O Lord, that through your Son, that we might be healed in spirit. Whatever weighs us down, whatever holds us back from truly loving one another, from being present with one another in compassion and grace and love. Heal us, O God. Touch our hearts, our lips, our souls. And as we lift up our individual prayers, O Lord, we know that there is much to pray for in our world, for those who are lost and don't know you, the ones who are angry with you and hate you, for they wonder why you let things happen. For they do not know you, and they do not know your peace. We pray for those who live in great turmoil this day, O Lord, for brothers and sisters in Pakistan that are trying to figure out how to make it through the next moment or hour in floods and devastation, in cholera and disease. For our fishermen in the Gulf that are trying to bring in a catch and no one wants to buy. For children throughout the world who suffer from disease and lack of food, lack of shelter, lack of clothing, whose parents have been murdered, who have died, who are gone, and they are left orphaned, children, parenting children. Care for them, O God, when we cannot be there and be a strength to them. And we ask your prayers, O Lord, in this world where so much struggle happens for power and domination, that somehow or another we might come to a place of peace, knowing that there is one earth that we all inhabit. It is your creation, and you have given us care of it. And we ask, O Lord, that you strengthen our leaders in our country. Give them a sense of right and wrong. Give them a heart of compassion and healing and care for all who have given them that authority on our behalf. Guide them, O Holy One, to wisdom. So receive our prayers this day, O Lord. We beg and we pray and we trust and we know you will. And hear our prayers for those that we call by name, for Brenda Rice, Bill Rice, Gina Most, Sarah Hall, Glenna Joy Graham, Virginia Lee Morris, Jim Newhart, Reverend Robert Phillips, Sandra Turner, Tom Billings, Mary Jo Hammond, Jack Hammond, Sarah and Sean Galilean, Aiden Russell, Mike Caravelle, Carly Sue Williams, Ashley Shoemaker, John Patster, Mary Morris, Ronald Bub Howell, Linda Hanna, Jennifer Edgel, Monica Long, Rick Williams, Sally Jackson, Gabriel Kayetta, Chuck Henning, Donna Beery, Mitch Clift, Danny Olam, Bob LaCrone, Isla Forney, Cecile Waters, Bill Hogue, Joe Fetty, Mike Hines, Charlotte Schuerman, Linda Andrews, and all who ask us to pray for them, O Lord, hear the prayers of our hearts. Now with one heart, let us pray as Jesus has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Come forward with thanksgiving and praise, glad for the opportunity to give as a sign that Jesus lives in our midst. Pray together, saying, Life-giving God, we cannot forget all your benefits. Accept our offerings as expressions of praise and acts of true worship. We pour out our thanks for all you have given us and for all you do for us. We are grateful for the opportunities you grant us to help others. May healing come to all who suffer
and freedom be granted to those weighed down and bent over with heavy burdens. Use us and the gifts you have given us to bring the changes for good that you intend for all people, this earth and all your creatures that dwell here. Amen.
You have received a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Give thanks with reverence and awe. Live as one redeemed and be transformed by the power of God working through you and among you. The Word of God empowers us to speak of God's love. The Spirit of God calls us to act now. Do not be afraid. Dare to live God's kingdom on earth. Our closing hymn, Lord, Speak to Me That I May Speak. Your insert. May the God who formed you empower you to live boldly in this world with grace. May the love of Jesus Christ that surrounds you inspire you to serve others with love. May the Holy Spirit guide and comfort you and give you peace. Amen.
being here with us today.